This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah. Here we go. You dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. The largest preparedness broadcast in the country. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We're going to be talking about land today. How to buy it. How to buy land. What to look for. What to avoid. Things you might not necessarily think about. Rich Eben's with us. Offgridmontana.com. Rich Eben, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. You know, Rich, you and I have spent time together, and we've talked about land, and, you know, we each own land that we have selected. We've looked all over, and we've decided on specific pieces of land that match our interests, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And one of the things that I can share with you, class, is that Rich even has been to the farm right here in Missouri, and he and I have walked part of our farm. So he's seen it, and we're going to talk about topography. We're going to talk about what to look for. We're going to talk about what to avoid. We're going to talk about maybe some cost of ownership. And we're going to talk about planning for the future. And, you know, we think time is running short. Rich even lives off the grid and has for years. He has no electric service from any utility company. If he wants to have electricity, he's got to provide his own. And we're working in that direction. We have off-grid capability here, and we are running partially off the grid. I'm all excited, Rich, because yesterday we were finally able to drill with our tractor-powered auger enough holes in this rock-hard soil to put in some piers. We've got half of the piers in already, and it'll take one more day to put the rest of the piers in, and then we can erect the solar array and increase our solar capacity by a factor of 4. I'm all excited about doing that, because that will put us to the point where we can, if we want to, we can shut down our connection to the grid. So it's a different lifestyle. And I'll tell you what, if you're in the habit of wasting anything, if you go off the grid, it will be an eye-opener. It'll be, well, might even be painful. What do you think, Rich?
Well, I see what's happening to America and our economy. Vince, I look at demographics, debt, credit, pensions, valuations, so many headwinds for future rates of growth. Huge inequalities between the haves and the have-nots. I see an incognito caste system arising, which is another name for status quo. And I see a lot of people losing their skill sets from the old 19th century ways, which we have to dovetail with 21st century technology. Gardening, raising animals, hunting, fishing, solar, recreation. You know, we got to break away from this cookie-cutter, follower, politically correct subdivision mentality. And we have a situation in America where 90% of people live in urban, suburban America. And the middle class, as we all know, is losing a ton of ground. So we have to think outside the box and try to deal with the rigging of the game from the corrupt central bank system, Keynesian economics, the demographic issues that we're heading into, and group identity politics and affirmative action quotas and the many, many subsets, hundreds of subsets under the category of political correctness. And people don't know where to turn and how to go about things. So what I see coming is eventually the stock market, the bond market, the housing market. I see a lot of things in urban, suburban America, especially commercial and retail, going to be very compromised in the future because we are in a deflationary spiral right now. But one of these days, the powers that be are going to say, hey, how can we sell bonds when the interest rates are by zero? And we could go from deflation to inflation almost overnight. And when that happens and interest rates start going up, everything's going to crash. Emerging markets, interest in our own debt, things are going to get very interesting. So from what I see happening now, Vince, I see a lot of millionaires and billionaires buying land. I see everything being held up by central banks printing money out of thin air. I see CEOs buying back their own stock to make their books look good, even though they're not, their core business has totally erupted. And when all this goes down and we can no longer break out the erasers and this virtual reality of fantasy finances, and the mainstream media sees this, I think there's going to be, I think rural America is going to be the only tangible savior for people with common sense and logic. Vince?
You know, you piqued my interest when you're talking about the loss of skill sets. And you're absolutely right. Young people today really don't know how to do many things. And we've talked about this on the air. You know, things that we take for granted, you know, raising the hood and checking under the hood of one's vehicle, you know, rotating one's tires. simple things. And I read an article that young people today are going to their parents to have them help them with common things that young people should know how to do. Things that I learned at a very, very young age that these young people just don't know how to do. And I find it foreign to think about hiring a painter to paint a room in my house. It's foreign to me. However, there are plenty of people who just say, you know, painting, that's a pretty hard thing to do. Got to get the brush and you got to get the paint. You got to stir it. And, man, getting the paint from the can onto the wall, gosh, that's pretty complicated. But yet people will hire others to paint their houses inside. It makes no sense to me at all. It's never occurred to me to hire someone to paint our house, inside or outside.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, we're talking about skill sets. Rich, even I mentioned that I took a non-contact thermometer, and I aimed it at our garage door. I couldn't believe how hot the garage door was. It's kind of a tan color. It's not like it's black, and it absorbs the rays of the sun. It was so hot you could not put your hand on it. And this was weeks ago. The sun was facing the garage door. And I put the non-contact thermometer on the, aimed it at the side of the house. And it was, you know, I believe somewhere around 118, between 114 and 118 degrees, the temperature of the stone. And you've seen the stone. It's pretty thick on our house. And it was still that hot. And I aimed it at the roof. And it was 174 degrees at one point. And I was thinking, man, at what point are the shingles going to start sliding off the roof? Well, I shouldn't have said it. I was outside yesterday. I was outside yesterday. In the gutter is one of our shingles that kind of melted and slid off the roof. And we used They're called architectural shingles, so they're not the three tab, but they're sort of like that. And where it came off the roof is like the very top. I mean, it couldn't have been at a higher spot. Impossible. And I have a 40-foot ladder. And I don't think it's tall enough. I really don't think so. So what my son and I were talking about, how are we going to do this? And I said, okay, what we'll do is we'll put the ladder in the bucket of the backhoe, and that'll give us a few more feet up so we could get this 40-foot ladder so we could reach, you know, one of the highest parts of our roof. And our roof has a very steep pitch. It's 15-12. And so that's pretty darn steep. And it's not a fun thing for anybody to want to do. So I have to think about that. And what I'm talking about is a skill set. Now, how many people would look at the shingles on top of a roof that would take more than a 40-foot ladder to get there and say, yeah, we can do that. You know, it's not going to be any fun, but yeah, we can do that. And so we have lost a lot of the skills that we've had. Another question is, who would we call? Who would we call to do that? Because I can tell you that the guys that roofed our house, when they were done, they came up to me and they said, you know what? We bid this job based on the plans. If we knew that the roof was this steep, we never would have done it. So they're not going to come back. So we're kind of on our own. So when we talk about skills, I think that there are a lot of skills that we've had and we've lost. And that's a bad thing. It really is a bad thing. And if we add that to the amount of people who have failed the drug tests for jobs, there aren't many people left. Jeez. Yeah. Right?
Well, Vince, you got to look at what's coming. Robotics, automation, artificial intelligence are going to take so many jobs. You know, so many people are clicking for dollars, you know, trying to play the stock market, which, you know, fundamentals, valuations, P.E. ratios, P.S. ratios, everything is all fake and phony. Everything's been bought and paid for, and nothing really makes sense anymore. So we got to go back to, now when I give a lecture on what I call Fort Prepared and say things about thinking for yourself and reading and researching, asking questions, being debt free, having, I'm giving you some examples here, 10% silver and gold, a little cash, maybe a little U.S. treasuries, maybe cryptocurrencies. I think there's a lot of ambiguity right now. Being around like-minded people, having food for more than 9 days. But the skill sets that I'm going to talk about briefly regarding land after this break is really the most important. Vince?
I agree. You know, you can have, you can follow doomsday preppers and have all the toilet paper in the world, but if you don't have skills, it's not going to be all that much good. Yeah. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, actually, I do have controls here. I really do. And you're listening to USA Prepared. We're talking about land, and we're talking about skills. For the next 2 hours, we're going to teach you some of what we know about how to buy land, what to look for. But right now, we're talking with Rich Sheeb in Off Grid Montana about skills. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. First of all, regarding the skill sets, and I'm not saying I'm not a proponent of college, because I've been to college, I got 3 degrees. I'm just saying that the value for 90% of the degrees are worthless. And if I was a parent or a grandparent, instead of paying money for college today, I'd really think about buying them a piece of land where they can learn skill sets. Maybe they can do family land transfers and not have to go through subdivisions, but still split it up and give themselves a lot of options. A lot of options with land, and you learn a lot of laws regarding skill sets for land. For example, you can use your pre-tax dollars and buy land. Now, you can't legally live on that particular piece, but you can buy the adjacent piece and make that part of your farm or part of your ecosystem, part of your privacy, part of your investment portfolio. Gardening. Everybody in America, with what's coming down the pike right now with GMO foods and hormones, steroids, antibiotics, and chlorine and fluoride and 200 other chemicals in our city municipal water, you know, we could talk about this for hours in a whole different show. Gardening and digging a well is absolutely the most important thing right now, because your health is should be paramount. Cancer rates are going through the moon, folks, in America, and even with children. It's amazing. And then you look at the obesity famine or situation that we have in America. People aren't getting out. They're not being physical. They're eating all this crap food that has no nutrition in it. I mean, a lot of these foods are being engineered in the laboratory, in the petri dish, in vitro, or the test tube to not have antioxidants in the food. Okay, it's a slow kill. We need to start growing our own food and gaining the skills. Now, animals, whether you raise them or you hunt and fish for them or a combination of both, like I do, is a skill set that probably 95% of Americans don't have anymore. And this needs to be learned. Just it's analogous to gardening. You don't just throw seeds in the ground. You have to know to get heirloom and open pollinated seeds. You have to know what type of soil to use for what type of vegetables, what plants are compatible with others, and what competes with the nutrition in the soil. These are all skill sets that you have to learn through trial and error and reading. Edible and medicinal plants. I remember doing, in fact, I was on the John Moore Show, Vince, about 4 years ago. I remember making a comment that for 6 months out of the year, you could walk behind me with a bottle of salad dressing and I can keep you fed just harvesting edible medicinal plants. You would not believe the comments from around the country I got, because people have one idea or one solution, and that's going to the just-in-time grocery store. And if there's any calamity in this country, economic, financial collapse, we moved to the SDR, special drawing rights, where 40 to 60% of the value of our dollar gets eliminated overnight, war. There's so many things that we're really hanging by a thread on, and people just figure, oh, the grocery store will always be there and there will always be inventory. That is not going to be the case. So edible medicinal plants, I have like 50 edible plants on my property. I give here in northwest Montana, we have a ton of edible and medicinal plants, and I give tours on edible and medicinal plant harvesting. I do that as a community service for people, just to get them interested in botany and thinking outside the box. Again, hunting and fishing. These are skill sets that are absolutely mandatory if things get rough, okay? And that's one of the reasons I live in northwest Montana, because the human population to natural resource ratio is not compromised. Now, and this is why I talk about buying land and acreage and rural property. But when you do all these things, folks, you know what really happens? People come to you, okay? Whether I give a talk on this issue or tours or I do radio shows, people want to know about this information. And teaching and helping others is really the bottom line. This is where it's at. And that balance in life between nature and technology is what we're really losing. The average American spends 7-8 hours on TV and the smartphone per day. That's got to be reversed.
Yeah, what good is that? Really, what good is that? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
800-474-9159.
Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide.
800-474-9159.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at Fort Imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Achievement Lewis Bridge. You know, I really like peppers, and we grow them here in our garden. Well, there's one that I really like. It's called pepperoncini. It's the Italian name for a mild hot pepper. And I used to be able to buy them in gallon jugs at Sam's Club and some of the other large box stores. Well, they don't sell them anymore. So I had to search all over Springfield, and I finally found a company that would sell me them, but I had to buy a case of them. I had to buy four 1 gallon jugs. I wanted them in glass jars so they would stay fresh for a long time. Well, they arrived, and they were in plastic, and I unscrewed one of the lids, and I found out that the aluminum plastic paper seal at the top was corroded through by the brine that the peppers were pickled in, and I unscrewed all of them. I didn't breach the seal. I just unscrewed the cap, and they were all the same. So I brought them back, and I said, yeah, really, I'm not interested in opening these. And the woman at the store that ordered them specially for me said, yeah, I wouldn't eat them either. So they refunded my purchase price. And but here's the point. So I was thinking, no big deal, I'll just grow them. Really? Well, I ordered seeds, and I can't get them to germinate. They won't start. So when you talk about skill sets and you think, well, you know, all you have to do is have a couple packs of seeds and you're good to go and just throw them in the garden and everything's going to be fine. The answer is that's not true. That's not true because, number one, the seeds may not germinate. Okay, and then there's soil conditions, soil temperatures and pH and so forth. And it's not necessarily easy to grow a garden. I think most people who have tried it have failed at least once or twice or three times. And I certainly have. And so even if you have a great garden, and right now I can say that Mrs. Finelli has created a fabulous garden. And we use cattle panels, and we surrounded the garden to keep the critters out, to keep the dogs out, keep the chickens out. It was fabulous up until last week. And then we had these Colorado potato beetles, and they had a convention. They must have had smartphones, and they all converged on our garden. And I'm not kidding. These little buggers have eaten every leaf of every one of our pepper plants. And all you have is stems. I'm not kidding. And when I looked down last night at these little buggers, it was like looking down on New York City with, you know, all the taxi cabs going from place to place to place, all these cars, I mean, traffic everywhere. And you just replace that traffic with these little buggers, and that's what I was looking down on. There were millions. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, this garden, these guys came in and they ate every leaf of every pepper plant, and all that's left is the stems. And so Mrs. Finelli brought in every edible piece that we had a couple days ago, and these buggers have destroyed the garden. So we talked to the guys at the local farmers cooperative, and we said, hey, so what are you guys doing about this? And they said, we spray insecticide, 7. And, you know, we deliberated over this, and now it's kind of too late. Because they've destroyed the garden. But, yeah, I mean, you can spray commercial insecticides, and it'll probably work. But will you be able to get them in the future? Well, if you don't store them, it's going to be difficult to have them at the ready. So that's just one more thing to think about. Are you going to store insecticides? And if you think that you're just going to throw some seeds out there and have them grow, I'm telling you, these guys have destroyed our garden. And so if any of you have an alternative to insecticide as a remedy for this, I'd love to hear it. And here's what I've come up with. We've tried dousing the leaves with lime. We thought, well, they wouldn't want to eat the lime. Oh, yeah? Yeah, they eat around the lime. And then they eat the lime. So that didn't work. And we tried vinegar, and that didn't work. So now the only alternative that I can think of is to take the garden apart, burn everything in our outdoor wood furnace, and then cover the entire garden plot, it's a raised garden, with black plastic, and let it bake in the sun to a temperature that will kill the eggs of these little buggers so they don't come popping up next year. It's the only thing I can think of. I mean, other than insecticides and other than rototilling insecticides into the ground and destroying the fertility and the biological nature of our garden, other than that, I can't think of anything. So, Rich, do you have a solution? Because I don't.
I think I may. First of all, when you put black plastic down, a lot of that plastic deteriorates into the garden. And that all that heat really destroy, mm-hmm. helps destroy a lot of nutrition. There's two suggestions I'm going to give you. And a lot of people have problems with spider mites in their greenhouse. That's one of the most, you talk about a gang with cell phones killing your garden, and there's very few things that will kill it. And my suggestion is, and it works, you just got to be on it. You'll never get rid of them. It's kind of like having knapweed. You never get rid of it. You just manage the amount of noxious weeds. And that is Piola oil, P-Y-O-L-A. You buy it as a concentrate. And the secret is to get under the leaves with a lot of these pests as well. The Piola oil acts as the film and suffocates, and it works quite well. And the second thing is for your outdoor stuff, I learned this, and this is in the book, and I learned this from a British Columbia farmer. This was a trick he used because people want to stay organic. They don't want all this insecticide. They don't want this poison in their body. And that is mosquito barrier. You buy it as a concentrate, and it's 99% organic garlic juice. And that keeps quite a few pests away. So that would be my number one and number two suggestion for your situation. Now, every time you water or it rains, that's why I water my garden with a by hand, and I try to get underneath the leaves and try not to dampen my vegetables, because it will wash some of this stuff off. So every other time I water, I put a new application on, and it seems to work pretty well.
Yeah, I was thinking about a laser, you know, and going hunting for these bugs.
Well, good luck.
I'd have years of targets, but I'm going to look into Piola oil and the mosquito barrier. I've written those down. But I'll tell you, what I'm trying to say is, if you think that you can just jump in and grow a garden that will support your family, probably isn't going to work. I don't know anyone. I don't know a single person who was successful the first time at gardening. Not one person. Do you? I mean, partially successful, yes.
No, you never stop learning. And I'm going to give you one other thing for your listening audience, and that's diatomaceous earth, especially when you use a lot. Well, that's mostly for like root crops, like when you have radish bugs and beets and turnips and carrots, and you have pests, and even cabbage family roots. Diatomaceous earth, you put a handful in. When you plant whatever you're planting in that area. And that really keeps a lot of those borers and maggots from infecting your garden. And it's trial and error. You got it. But those three things I just mentioned took a lot of years to learn. So I hope your listening audience is writing those things down. And it does help a lot.
Yeah, I suggested that to Mrs. Finella, and she went out to, well, she just dusted the plants with diatomaceous earth. And I think they think it's candy. That did not work either. So the only thing that we've heard that works in this particular situation is 7, the commercial insecticide for these little buggers. And, you know, we've talked to our friends, neighbors, farmers, and that's what they said. We've tried a lot of the alternative methods, and they have not worked for us. Now, we did not put the DE, diatomaceous earth, in the soil. We just, and after these buggers appeared, then we let them have it with it, but that didn't work either. But we're going to, you know, I think what we could do is rototill some DE into the soil and see if that works. And, you know, the garden isn't all that big. It's just like 30 feet by 30 feet or 36 by 36, something like that. But it's frustrating. It really is frustrating to grow a really nice garden, and we have. It was fabulous until these guys came in and ate all the leaves.
Yeah, and it happens. You know, and diatomaceous earth is more for the underground pests that pour into your root crops and affect your cabbage family roots and things of that nature. But the Piola oil and the mosquito keto barrier or 99% organic garlic juice really works quite well for keeping certain things off the surface. Now, I'm not saying it's going to, I've never had that potato bug. You know, here in the North Country in Montana, we don't have a lot of the pests that you guys have down in the South. Obviously, there's benefits and cons for each microclimate in America, but because you have longer growing seasons and you can grow certain things that I can't grow, obviously. But we also have a situation that we just don't have a lot of the pests that you guys have, and that's really nice.
Yeah, and like, for example, in Florida, they have a tremendous problem with termites. But here we don't. And in Michigan, you know, there's no, you know, Terminex would not be able to survive in Michigan if it were dependent on just termites, because people in Michigan don't have termites. At least that's what I've been told, because of the climate, because it gets so cold it kills them. But in the South, they flourish, they thrive. So you're right. There are pros and cons to each locale, and you chose Montana for all the reasons that you liked, and we chose Missouri. And there are pros and cons to each. And both of us have rocks. and it's difficult to grow a garden in rocks. So we actually had to scrape the topsoil from one area of our farm and bring it over to another area of our farm. And we took concrete blocks and set them around, built kind of a barrier, two blocks high, 12-inch blocks. And then we filled that whole area with topsoil that we scraped off when we built our barn. And it worked pretty well. But we got to figure out the bug problem.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. So, Rich, during the break, I called the Farmers Cooperative, and I said, do you guys sell Piola oil? Never heard of it. Never heard of it. They did a little bit of research while I was on the phone, and they found a product that had pyrethrins. And I said, okay. They said 38%. I said, okay, what else is in there? Don't know. Okay, so 62% unknown, 38% pyrethrins. So I'm not going to do that until I learn what's in the rest of it. So I'm just doing a little research trying to find out where it is. What I found during the break is that on the Internet is that it seems to work pretty well. So I'm going to pursue this and see if we can let those buggers have it with Piola oil. But just one more time, class, really, if you think that you're going to be able to grow a garden just because you have seeds, it may not be the case. And one other little tidbit of information. Years ago, I bought some seeds. It was a seed vault. And I bought it in the late 1990s. And I happened to run into the guy who sold it to me. He was at one of these prepper conventions. And he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you our latest seed vault in trade for the one that you got in the 90s. Because I want to see if they still grow. So here's the point. When you buy these seed vaults, you have the expectation that they're going to last years and years and years. 25 years. And the guys that sell them don't even know if they work. So just a thought. Just a thought. And that's absolutely true. I mean, I know the guy who sold it to me. I met him, you know, years ago, but, you know, about 20 years ago or so. But now he doesn't know if they would grow. He wants to try him to see if his claim was right. But he didn't know. And the interesting thing is, if he wants him, I'm probably the only guy that would be able to provide him to him. Because he himself didn't keep them all these years. Because if he had, he'd know if they grew or not. So there's a dilemma we have. You know, you buy a product and it says, like LED lights. Yeah, 50,000 hours. How do they know? They don't know. I know they don't know. I talked to an engineer. He's one of our instructors, Bert Bertonis. I asked him, how do we know that these products will last as long as they claim? He said, we don't know. Because we haven't had them that long. They're brand new. So what they do is they raise the temperature of the device, of this electronic device that they're going to make the claim about. They raise the temperature and they extrapolate out what they think would be the life expectancy. And I can tell you for a fact that I have LED lights in the kitchen. Rich even has seen them. And I made this 12-volt LED system, and it's all running off the same 12 volts for a couple years. Some of them, 100% of them, are working. Others are half burned out. Half burned out on the same power supply, the same 12 volts. So I'm telling you that these claims, these electronic claims of longevity, are not necessarily true. And I've proven it. Rich, land? You want to talk about land?
Absolutely. And I just want to put an exclamation point on what you just said regarding shelf life for seeds. I look at the average seed lasting, in my mind, about 3 years. Okay? And I say that to be conservative, and that's the way you have to think. So one day, if things get really bad, a lot of these seed companies will not be available for you to buy. You're going to have to start harvesting your own seed. And that's why heirloom and open pollinated seeds are so important. And after the break, we'll talk more specificity and detail on land.
Yeah, we're going to teach you what to look for when you buy land. And one of our instructors came out to the farm, and I spent a half a day with him showing him around because he wanted to buy some land in Arkansas. And he ended up not buying it because he realized he didn't know anybody in Arkansas. Absolutely true. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.